The National Park Service describes the rule change as a move from a regulatory to a planning process. That means decisions for new bike trails will be left up to park administrators. The parks will still have to comply with environmental regulations and allow for public comment before any new trails are opened. Paul Henderson is the Assistant Superintendent of Arches and Canyonlands National Parks.
Everything still has to go through the same level of environmental scrutiny before we open or close an area to bicycle use. But it just makes the process a little more user-friendly at the park level.
Henderson said the rule change will have little impact on parks like Arches that already have lots of bike access. Jeff Rook is the executive director of Public Employees for Environmental Responsibility in Washington. He says the rule change could hinder how others enjoy the national park trails.
On these backcountry trails, mountain biking becomes a preclusive type of recreation. It makes it difficult for people to be on the trail with them.
The rule won't go into effect until August. Ray Howes, KUER News.